I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the sculpture court at the David Owsley Museum of Art, there sits a small pair of bronze figures by the American sculptor Paul Manship. Both serene and dramatic, these two sleek sculptures depict the Greek myths of the Huns of Heracles, now more commonly referred to as Hercules. While Heracles killed fierce lions and mythological monsters, Manship reimagined the scene taking place between a Native American man and a pronghorn antelope. The stately muscular hunter is shirtless and wearing moccasins and already has one animal pelt draped across his thigh. He kneels, pointing his bow toward the antelope. The antelope stands atop a rocky outcropping with faint outlines of ivy leaves. The animal, although pierced by an arrow, is not yet in agony. The antelope is just beginning to gracefully rear onto its back legs and thrust its head backwards. The elegant design of the sculptures, with their streamlined forms and curvilinear details, both harkens back to classical Greece and exemplifies the Art Deco style of the early 20th century.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Allison Hunt for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.